Daf is Daf Samach Zayin. So we got to the bottom of Samach Vavam Nebez. In the middle of a discussion, Rabbi Yossi, who paskin mili lo mems on the shliach. A shliach who is told a certain tzavav, mili of words, cannot pass those words on to somebody else. So they said, though, when it came to Omer Amru, if, let's say, the Baal told the shliach that I want you to say something, I want you to pass the mili on, then he's allowed to. Stam case of shliach can pass the milim on, but in a case where he was told to pass Omer, he says to him, Amru, quotes, go and say, then you're allowed to have shlichus through Amru. That's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara now says in the bottom of Samach Vavon Beid, it's around 10 lines up. The Gemara says, or not, sorry, 7 lines up, Umimo de Rabbi Yossi Bomer Amru, does Rabbi Yossi really agree that it's allowed, shlichus is allowed when the Omer, when the Baal says to the Edom, Amru say to someone else? It's not really true. He doesn't agree. And this is going to be very, very complicated. Let's try to make this as simple as possible. So Gemara says, Vatanan, the Mishnah tells us, Ksav Sofer, this is the source of the Sefer, Ksav Sofer, Veid Kasher, so if the Sofer writes it, and the Eid signs it, it's good, and it comes on Rabbi Yirmiya Chsam Sofer, that's the source of the name Chsam Sofer, the Sefer. If it doesn't mean Ksav Sofer, it means Chosam Sofer, where the Sofer signs it, Ashaninu, that's what we're talking about. So we see here that an Eid Echad and the Sofer signing, those are the two Eidim, that works. That's a good Eid, that's a good get. The Amr of Chista, says, in Masnis and Mani, who is the author? It must be Rabbi Yosihi, Damar Mili Lo Mem Shliach. That he says you cannot pass words on through Shlicha. So let me explain outside what's going on, then we'll read this inside. There's a concern that the Gemara is going to explain that, let's say I'm the Eid to have this get, and I go to the Sofer and tell him to write the get. Now, if I don't ask him to also sign the get, he's going to be insulted and embarrassed. Why didn't he ask? I'm a chashav sofer. He should ask me to sign it. He's asking two other people to sign the get. So I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to say, oh yeah, the Baal asked me to ask you to sign the get when he really didn't ask me to sign. Ask him to sign. I'm just going to feel bad. I'm going to be overcome with a little bit of guilt. I'll say sign it. And the sofer is going to go ahead and sign it. And it wasn't according to the tzava of the Baal. It won't be a good get. So that's only a chashash.
Sorry, I missed. Who says the chashash is who's going to do what?
The husband asks me to be an aide.
Yeah.
He tells me to go ask a sofer, ask this guy to sign it.
Write it and
two other aides.
Okay, I got it.
So I'm going to feel very guilty, and he's going to feel, why didn't he ask me to sign this? So I'm going to say, oh, no, sofer, you sign also.
Right.
So because of that, there's a concern. Now, that's only a concern if, in general, I'm allowed to, mele is mem shen l'shliach, if I'm allowed to pass words on. But if everyone knows halacha is that I have no authority to tell him what to do, only if the Baal spoke to you. If the Baal didn't speak to you, I can't tell you what to do. There's no chashash anymore. I'm just following what I'm told to do. I'm not allowed to change words around. Right. So if the sofer was never spoken to by the Baal, so I don't care if I feel embarrassed. He knows he wasn't spoken to, and I know I wasn't told. So that's the clout. So the Gemara now says as follows. V'sakadaitach moder b'yosi b'omer amru. If b'yosi agreed that omer amru is permitted, I'm allowed to tell the sofer if I wanted, that the husband told me to tell him, then there's going to be nafik m'nei churva, a lot of trouble, a lot of problems are going to come out of this. Why? Dizimin d'amr lehu l'shnaim. Sometimes the Baal is going to tell me and someone else, me and Adam, let's say, tell the two of us. They'll tell us, amru l'sofer, tell Reuven to sign it, to rather write it. V'yichtel, he'll write it. Will the ploni, and tell two other people, v'yichasman, the two other people will sign it. U'mishim kasufa, because he's going to be embarrassed, and I'm going to feel bad as the shliach. Kisufa de sofer. The sofer is going to be embarrassed that he wasn't asked. Chaisha. Umechas mechad menach sade uvesofer badayu. So I'm going to say, you should really write it, the sofer. That's only a possibility if Omer Amru is a possibility.
I didn't understand. What's
the chashash? The chashash is that the sofer is going to be embarrassed that he wasn't asked to sign.
Yeah.
So I'm going to feel bad. And I'm going to say, oh yeah, the Baal told me to tell you to sign the get.
And
it never really happened, though.
Right, and the problem is because he told other. There's two problems. First of all, because he wanted specifically other Edim to sign,
exactly.
And he didn't want him to sign.
Exactly.
But why do you need the case of that? Even if he didn't appoint to other Edim, the problem is the same.
Right. Even if he didn't point to other Edim,
it's still the same. What difference does it make that he told other two Edim? Because the case is he told me
to tell two other Edim.
Right. To sign.
To sign, right, exactly.
But I'm sorry to say, even if he didn't tell you to sign, that would be enough that the sufferer shouldn't be able to sign anyway.
No, he's not allowed to, but if I have the power in general, if Omer Amru is a possibility, so then I'm going to feel bad that he wasn't asked, so I'll tell him he was asked, and I'll lie.
Right.
That's only a possibility,
I understand
right.
That. Okay.
So
you need two edim to sign. So that's right. Why the case is talking about where he has to have two.
It's just like it's a matter of
length
fact.
Statement.
Right. Okay.
So again, so it's going to have the mishum kisufa the sofer chayshu mechas mechad meha nachsa. They warned the edim who were supposed to sign. The sofer badayu and the sofer will be the other edim. However, the baal lo amar hachi, the baal didn't tell the sefer to sign. But now that therefore they should say that a sofer should never be able to sign ever because that chashash. So the fact that he allows the sofer to sign must be that we're not concerned of omer amru. Omer amru is not permitted. The sofer is only allowed to sign if the Baal directly tells him. Omer Amru is not something that works, and therefore there'll never be an issue. Gemara says no. Kevin damar mar kashiv lo tasa kem Yisrael lo shchiach. Since there's a klal that's permitted, it's permitted to tell to aid him, Omer Amru is permitted, but they advise, they really discourage not to do this, it becomes not common. We'll see later on why it's discouraged. But since it's kashub, but we say don't, omer amrus are not good ideas to do, so therefore it's very uncommon, it won't be an issue, there's no need to be gozer in such a case of me asking the sofer because he was embarrassed. But what really comes out is omer amru really does work, it just was very uncommon. So then the Gemara says,
oh, what was uncommon was omer amru, or was uncommon was this case of the Baal?
Seems that the case is not.
I think it's a case of Omer Amru, no?
Well, this is a case of... This could be a case of Omer Amru, but...
It seems that it's on this specific case that...
I think it's Omer Amru. I think it's a case of telling two other Edom to sign. Don't do Omer Amru's on two other Edom. I think that's the concern.
Because if it's this case... Then the question becomes, if they're not going to be gozer because of the gzera, how do you even know it's Rabbi Yossi at all? Maybe it's the other opinion who holds mili mimser on l'shliach, because if this case is not shayach, then even according to the one who holds mili mimser on l'shliach at shayach, they wouldn't make gzera over this case. That's how, it seems like it has to be Omer Amru specifically.
I didn't get that logic that you said, but...
If we're saying that this case is not common, this case doesn't...
Well, what's this case?
About this, the Baal saying to go to a sofer to write, but have other two people sign it.
Okay.
Right, that case.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wouldn't be able to infer that this is Rabbi Yossi holds Mile Lo Mimseron L'Shliach, because even according to the Ma'an Damar holds Mile Mimseron L'Shliach, there's not going to be a takala that frequently comes out from this, because it's not an uncommon case.
Okay.
The Gemara seems to accept the Hanacha, it's Rabbi Yossi, it's just... quibbling over whether Rabbi Yossi's moda by Omer Amru.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is it makes sense to say that the
Omer Amru
is Omer Amru as opposed to the case, otherwise the initial point would also be contested.
I gotcha.
Rabbi Yossi holds.
Okay. So either way, so since this case Omer Amru is uncommon, they did not need to be gozer in a case of the embarrassment of the sofer. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Lechash dilma Amru lehu lebeitrei Amru le sofer v'yichto vatem chasumu. So you have another case where it's not Omer Amru, where the Baal tells me and someone else to be the signers and just ask the sofer to write it. That's not a case of Omer Amru anymore. I'm the one directly doing the signing. And there's a concern that I go to the sofer, Mishim Kisufa the sofer, he's going to be embarrassed that he wasn't asked by the Mechas Mele, and he's going to sign the sofer Bahadei Chadmanau, Ubaal Omer Hachi. So Gemara says...
He's going to have the sofer sign instead of him.
Right. The sofer instead of me, I was asked by the Baal, but I'm going to feel bad. He's going to be embarrassed. I'm going to feel guilty. So I'll tell the husband said you should sign it.
So this is a different case.
Where the Edim and the Shluchim were the ones who were told to sign also.
Because he specifically told to two people, to the two Edim, to tell a sofer to write it.
And they sign it themselves.
Right.
And as opposed to go tell these other people to sign it. You two sign it.
Yeah, the Edim are the Shluchim.
Right. So the Gemara says, no, Amir Hanami Kasher Latasa. This is also an example of something that's permitted, but it's also something that we don't encourage that the Baal tells two Edom to have the sofer. The Baal should always talk directly to the sofer, talk directly to the Edom, and not have to go in between.
Here it says that the Chshash is that the woman might hire...
That's the Gemara later on will explain this.
Okay.
Gemara later on, why was Omer Amru discouraged?
Right.
Omer Amru was discouraged for some other reason.
Right.
Once it's been discouraged, now there's never concern of these cases ever happening. The sofer not having to talk to the Baal.
Right.
But why was it discouraged? We'll see later on what the woman might try to do.
Didn't we have 100 cases where the husband says, go get me a get? He says to one person, two people, go get a get for me.
Yeah, so I guess the Gemara there is talking about in theory. Now we're talking about in practice in terms of making gzeras, so that no one ever they didn't allow you to use these possibilities. They were possibilities, but they knocked them out.
I think most
so once
cases,
you're not shriach, no gzeras anymore.
More like the second case, that he tells people, write, sign it. Get it right and sign it.
Be the way, all these cases, we had a lot of time, a lot of blood discussing this, none of them were actually lemaisa. So since none of them are really, even though they're permitted, since they're very much discouraged, as we'll see later on, therefore it wouldn't result in any other further gzeras. So the Gemara now says, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Laman damar kasher lo tase, according to one who thinks this is all permitted, but it's discouraged to do. One should not do this. El laman damar kasher v'tase, ma'ik lememer. The one who thinks that not only this is permitted, but Omer Amr is actually something that's encouraged, or it's at least allowed. It's not discouraged. So how are you going to explain all this? So then, shouldn't, if it's some common thing that's permitted, Omer Amrus, so shouldn't there be concern that the sofer, there might be kisufa the sofer, and I might ask him to sign it when he wasn't really asked to sign in the first place? So Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yossi Tarti Amr. Rabbi Yossi says Tarti. He says two things. He says, number one is, Mili lo memsin l'shriach. And also he says that he does not mode by Omer Amru. Omer Amru does not work at all. He says it's usher across the board, according to Rabbi Yossi. This can never happen that a sofer was told by the aide to write it. There's no concern. Okay.
Meaning we're not concerned that the guy's going to feel bad for the sofer.
Exactly, because Omer Amru doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yossi, Omer Amru, nothing works. The Baal has to talk directly to each party involved.
So taking that in account, we're not concerned that he's going to feel bad about
it. Exactly. But then the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, had this suffix in yesterday's daf, he wasn't sure when it said ksuva, what ksuva meant to write, or does it mean to sign. He argues, Shmuel holds savra lekavasa bechada opalag lebechada. He agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that mi lo mem shel shliach, but he argues that he thinks modeb amur amru, that you can say omer amru, that will work. Since omer amru works, unclear whether he was talking about ksuva or ksumu. That was the whole suffix in yesterday's daf. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says Gufa. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. The Papsak was like Rabbi Yossi that Mili Lomemsin L'Shliach. Damar Mili Lomemsin L'Shliach. Amar Lefana Rabbi Shimon B'Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon says to his father Rabbi, Me'achar Shirabi Meir V'Chanina Ish Ono Cholkin Rabbi Yossi. There's two against one. Ma Ra Rabbi Lomar Halach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi, why do you decide? Why did Shmuel, quoting Rabbi, why did Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, one against two? So Amar Lo, amazing line. Shasek B'ni Shasek. Quiet, stop speaking. Lo Re'i says Rabbi Yossi. You never saw Rabbi Yossi. Seeing Rabbi Yossi, what do you have to see Rabbi Yossi for? Il Mali Re'is of Nemuka Imo. Had you seen him, the Nemuka would have been with him. Nemuka Rashi explains to me, that's where the name, the title Nemuka Yosef comes from. The Gemara says this line a few places, Nemuka Imo. So the Ramban uses this language also, Al Torah sometimes. Nemuka Imo. Perish imo lases tam lechol dvarov sheyam yashves dvarov. He always explains his reasoning of all his positions. He was in such depth. I think from lashon of omek. I think it comes from that lashon. So he always had the depth. Always had the understanding of things, and therefore that's why he passed on Rabbi Yossi against all other parties. The Braisa says that Isi ben Yehuda hayamonish shvachan shachachamim. He would list. He would go through all the different praises of each of the different. Chachamim, Rabbi Meir Chacham v'Sofer. He was a Chacham, and also he was a Sofer. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham l'chashiyirte. Rashi says, "What mean l'chashiyirte? When he wants to, and he didn't want to be a Chacham ever." So Rashi says, "K'shei wrote to Lios Matan Misyashi b'Devarv he'ya Chacham. When he had patience and was able to think properly and slowly, then he was a Chacham. When he moved too fast, then he wasn't a Chacham." Comes to Rabbi Tarfon Galsha Gozen. He was a mound of walnuts, or I'm not sure what the shvach is there. So Rashi explains, "Mefarish b'avos de b'nasim." Ma galsha gozim adam nota achas man. Person takes out one v'hem nikvatzas v'nofas. The whole pile falls. Zu al zu kulan kach bitarfon ba talmud v'shalu. A talmud asks him a question. Davar maybe lo raya mikra midrash mishnah lachas v'gadah hakol yachad. Ask one question and a whole avalanche of rayas come spilling down. That's the image of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yishmol Chanos Muzenis. What do you mean Chanos Muzenis? Rashi says yena muchan ba talmud. Wine was always prepared. Don't let me get back to you. Never say I'll get back to you. He'll tell you right away. The answer comes right away. He didn't say, let me look into it. Everything was at his fingertips. Rabbi Kiva Otzer Balam, he was a storage house, and Rashi explained what does that mean exactly. There's a decent sized Rashi here. Let's see if I could just quickly get the point here. Rashi, rather, Rekive would chazer over and over again until he knew everything baal peh. Seems like he just had everything. Right? Exactly, everything. Right? Rashi in the beginning says, he went out to the field, he was an ani, he needed wheat, he took wheat, he got barley, he took barley, he needed beans, he took everything. Everything, Rekive had everything within his storage house. He was full of all of Mikra and Medrash and Talmud and Agadita. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kupas Harochlim. He was a bag, a box of what peddlers sell. So what does that mean? Rashi explains four wide lines down. Kupas Harochlim, Mifar Shasa Ma Rochel Zeh Shebalir, Shalim Mimenu Afar Samen Imcha, Omer Hin, Plaitin Imach, Omer Hin. He had all types of spices with him. So Kach Nitzach Adam Lishal Davar Bemikub Bemishivo came Bemagmar Vachem Imedrish. You need to ask him anything, he'll answer you all types of, all areas of the Torah. This Rashi says this is different than Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva, in the beginning, learned everything, and it was all mixed together, and then he organized it. As opposed to, it sounded like Rabbi Yochanan, in the beginning, as he learned everything, it was already organized. Rabbi Kiva went through Shas well, and then let's start figuring things out. Rabbi Yochanan went through stage by stage, organizing it as he went through. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Kufa Shebasamim, also again, a box of spices differently than a Rochlin. Rashi explains what's the difference. Domel kupas arochlin el shar rochel mitoch shum nasal lekach marbe minim yoser vekosher kolachad b'tzara levado yos mezuman l'shalo. So arochel had each thing in its own independent pocket, as opposed to the besamim. I guess they're all mixed together. Maybe, I don't know. Then Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kav v'naki. The Gemara says a few places that Rashi says lo limed harbe kishar chaverov. He didn't learn a lot like his other chavrusas. El mash omer beveis medrash naki. Whatever he said, you know, was emes. He said not so much, but whatever he did say was clear and to the point. Rabbi Yosi nimuki mo. That is why we brought this brisa. And Rabbi Shimon tochein harbe umotzi kima. He would grind a lot and only a little bit would come out. Rashi says he would learn a lot and only a little bit would be clear to him. Tana mishkach kima, and the Brisa says he would only find a little bit. Mashimotzi, what he takes out, ain't a motzi ela suvin. He only take out the suvin. What do they say that in English? That's the
bran.
The bran, the bad stuff, the stuff that you don't want, unless you like whole wheat. They take out the bad stuff. He would take out the bad stuff and leave behind all the good stuff. V'chein amar b'shimon l'tamido. So Rishon said to his students, my sons, shanu midosai, I guess learn my Torah, that my midos,
my teachings,
okay, are from Rabbi Kiva.
The creme de la creme. Uh-huh. Trumos mitrumos.
Uh-huh.
Finally sifted.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, so these were all the different praises of the various Talmidei Chachamim. And the reason why Brother Bryce was to say that's why we pass like Rabbi Yossi, because Nimuka Yimo over the other two. Gemara now says, Gufa, Amr L'Shnaim, a person, a Baal, says to two people, Amr L'Sofer, go tell a Sofer, V'yuchtov, have the Sofer write it. Ula Ploni, Ploni, V'yichasman, tell two other Edom to sign it. So Amr V'huna, Amr Rav, Kasher, this is Kasher, but los hazes, los b'yisrael, don't do this. If this is permitted, why are they discouraged from doing this? We're concerned that the Edom, maybe the wife, hired two Edom, and the Edom are going to go tell the Sofer when the Sofer was never really told to do this. So in order to avoid that, the Sofer should never write a get unless he's told directly by the Baal. Don't trust any Edom. Even though it's really permitted, we're concerned that the wife might hire two Edom. Asks the Gemara, Michashin, are we concerned that the wife might go ahead and hire two Edom? Two Edom are going to be, for money, they're going to lie? Tatanya, Edom hachasumin al sade mekach va'al get isha lo chashu chacham l'davar. If you have two signatures on the shtar, whether it's for a sale of a property, whether it's for a get, we assume it's good. We don't have to investigate who they are because we know that Edom, people don't do things b'sheker. So the Gemara said, how come we could, so why be choshish that two Edom are going to go ahead and lie and say that they were hired, that they were told by the husband when they really weren't? Ma'isel of the Dibur Kamri. Because the Edom are going to justify it to themselves. I won't do any actions. I won't sign incorrectly. I'm willing to tell someone else to sign incorrectly. I'll lie to him and have him do the signing incorrectly. That's what I'm willing to do. And therefore, since this Chashash, they said, even though Amur really does work, we really discourage from doing this. And since there was a...
they're not giving eidos, they're just going to lie saying, listen, the husband told me to tell other people
exactly.
to do
it. They did nothing wrong. The divorce, the speech, those guys did something wrong. They don't even know it, though. Gemara now says in the bottom of Samach HaZayin and Aleph, Amr L'Shaim, Baal says to two people, Amr L'Sofer, go tell the Sofer to write, V'yichtuv, and the Sofer will write, V'atem Chasumu, and let you two be the signers. V'chist Amar Kosher, V'lo Tase, Rabbi Baruchana Amar Kosher V'Tase. Everyone agrees it's good. The question whether we allow, where the two Edom are not telling two other Edom, but they themselves are going to be writing it, maybe that would be permitted. So, because there's no chashash of someone else being being hired.
Before, when we said the man de Amar, it was referring to Rava, because we didn't Rava Rachana.
Exactly. Right. So Rav Nachman Amar Kasher Lo Tase, Rav Shesha Amar Kasher V'Tase, Amar Rava Amar Kasher Lo Tase, Rav Yosef Amar Kasher V'Tase. So everyone argued on this point. Vika de Apichlu. Others say no. Really, Rabbi said this thing. Rav Yosef said the other thing. So what's the machlokas? If you and I were told by the Baal to sign, what's the concern? We're told we're telling the sofer to write it, but you and I are signing. So what's the chashash of her going to hire other edim? We're going because the Baal told us. No one else told us. So they're arguing about whether this case of us telling the sofer might lead to other situations of us telling other edim. And then that's going to lead to a whole issue of maybe her hiring.
So it's not, is it Omer Amru for them to tell the sofer?
No. I don't think so.
It's only Omer Amru by Shlichus of Chasimus Eidim.
Exactly.
Right? It's telling a sofer to write something.
Right.
Even though it doesn't have to be commissioned by the Baal, isn't that like the requirement that it has to be? Or it depends on the Kasav of Chasim, which has to be Lashma, I guess. If it's...
Right, but even if it's Lashma, so who said that he has to... it's not an Omer Amru. He's not writing it he's not writing it as a Shliach. When the sofer writes, he's not a Shliach of the husband. He's writing it l'shma. He knows who he's writing it to. As opposed to the Edom apparently have to be appointed by the Baal to do it. Let's say a sofer knows a couple and he happens to know that they're fighting. And he says, oh, I'm sure they're going to get divorced. I'm going to write a shar on my own, preparing for it. Would that be permitted or not? I think it would be, as long as l'shma is there. But I don't know. Okay, fine, let's go weiter. Gemara says on the top of Samach HaZayin Amud Beis, Amar la'asara kisru get. The Gemisha told us, if you say to 10 people to write a get, the halacha was one person could write the get and he represents everybody else. Tanu Rabbanan, Amar la'asara kisru get, v'tenu le'ishti, you say to 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife, ha'echad kosev ayidei kulam, one write on behalf of everybody else, all you need is one writer. If you say kulchem, k'suvu echad kosev, k'suvu, kulchem k'suvu, all 10 have to be present while one of them writes it. Holichu gelish. He says, go bring the get to my wife. Echad molech haidei kulam. One can bring it on behalf of the others. But if he says, kulchem holichu, I want all of you to go. Echad molech b'maimad kulam. They have to all walk together, it sounds like. Now, they have to walk together, does he have to leave from that place? Yes, Rashi says, kulan yelchu imo. They have to all walk together. This big party to give her the get.
Ah,
beautiful. Let's say he doesn't say Kulchem, but he says, I want Reuven, I want Shimon, I want Levi. He lists all 10 of them. So Rav Huna Amar, Mona, Eino Kulchem. No, counting them out is not the same as saying Kulchem. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Belazar, Dimin Rome, Amar, Mona, Harei Kulchem. When you do list out each name, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, that is the equivalent of saying Kulchem, and all of them have to do this together. So Amar Rapapa says, Lo Pligi, there's no machlokas here, ha demana kulhu, ha demana miksasayu. If he says, oh, I want 10 of you to go, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on, that's only counting a few of them, that means he doesn't really care about kulchem, and that would be one's enough. But if he says, I want 10 people, I want Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and goes through all 10 of them names, then everyone agreed that you would require all 10 of them to do each of these actions.
In this case, he's just saying, keep like it's no, he's not. There's no concern who's signing the get.
Well, it depends on the case here. Right, no, it depends. If he's talking about writing, or he's talking about giving, or he's talking about delivering. Right, that first case, there's some gears I think take this out. Right, the gears on the side here takes out the word tnu, probably because of your situation. Now, that last case we just said, the Gemara says, Amri le lahagisa, Amri le lahagisa. There's two ways to read this Gemara. When you list out all 10, does that mean you want dafka all 10? Or when you list out all 10, that means you're okay with one of the 10. And the vice versa, the other case. So we won't go through the Rashi's.
The Svara being that if you listed all 10 and you didn't say Kulchem, it's Megala, you're not Makbid about Kulchem. Because if you're going through all 10, why don't you just say Kulchem? Oh, my, you're not Makbid.
It means you, or you, or you, or you. Mm.
Just get it there.
Okay. Asking Rav Yehuda Begita, Kulchem, Rav Yehuda made a certain takana, whenever a person, husband, I don't know how common this was, but whenever he said, I want Kulchem, and he's Makbid and Kulchem, he's Masakin to use the following language. Ksuvu, O Kulchen, O Kolcha v'chai minaychon. Write all of you, or at least one of you. Because he didn't want to get into any shilas here. And he wanted to get to go through. If he said chasumu, it should be O Kulchen, O Kolcha tre minaychon. And if it was Ovilu, which Ovilu means holichu, I want you to Kulchen to be Ovilu. He was machmit to write in the get, O Kulchen, O Kolcha v'chai minaychon. Either all of you, or one, at least one of you. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says the concern here is zimnan de guys le dibur. I mean, that sometimes the statement will be cut off, and he'll only write Kulchem and won't write the other half of O Kochad Minaychon, or one of you, and you're going to need all 10 to be present. So Amar Kulchem v'Amar Kochad Minaychon, like we just said, Vasilev Sulen, we're going to say, therefore the get was puzzle, since it wrote only Kulchem, and not all of them were there, it's going to be a disqualified get. So Ella, what he says to say is, Ella Amarava, what he should have, I'm not sure if he did this, or what his new fix was, Ksuvu Kochad Minaychon, Chasumu kol trei minaychon, ovilu kol chai minaychon. Instead of saying kuchen or this, just simply write, kuchen means one of you. Chasumu means two of you. Ovilu means one of you. Hajin alach haomer. Let's see how I do without the article right now. New parak, Baruch Hashem. We don't have much time. Says the new Mishnah, Misha ach, so kore daikus. Person is overcome with some type of shade. Amar kisfu get lishi, says, write out get for my wife. Lo amar klum, he said nothing. We don't trust him. He's not talking on his own. Amar ksuvu gel ishi, and then achzu kor dekais. Let's say he says, write a get. And then afterwards, he's overtaken by this shade. V'chaz amar lo tichtu, and then he says, don't write the get. He changes his mind. Lo ein dvar v'achronim klum. His second words mean nothing, because when he was still sane, he said, write. So you write the get. Nishtate.
Kisvu tnu, right?
What?
He has to say kisvu tnu.
Okay, l'chor kisvu tnu, right.
Heavy drinking.
Heavy, exactly. Where's going to say that? Nishtate kvamar lo nichtuv gelishecha. The guy becomes mute and he can't speak. And he says to him, nichtuv gelishecha. And he says, and they ask him, should we write a get for your wife? And hirkin berosho, he starts nodding. Bodkin also shloshe pamim. We check three different times. Imamar al lav lav. If he responds no to things we expect him to say no to. Val hein hein. He says yes. He nods yes to those things we expect him to say yes on. Hare elu yichtuvinu. That's enough of a remez to go ahead and write the get on the remazim alone. So my kordo dikus, what is this thing? Amar Shmuel dinachte chamer chadasa de matzrasa. He was overtaken. He became drunk from a new wine from the the new season of atzeres of shavuos grapes. But listen, so why not just say in the Mishnah mishen dashkol yain chadash? Don't who's overtaken by this new wine? The halacha is as follows. Why did it tell us kordikos? That you know what's cold when a person drinks so much wine and he's an alcoholic, whatever the case is, that ruach, that shade is called kordaikus. Who cares what the shade is called? The kamiya, when you have to write a kamiya, a little whatever. What was it?
Amulet
to make him better. Maya Suse, what is the refuah for this? Bisra sumka, red meat, agumre vechamra marka. What's the gumri? Now let's get to the Masifta side of things here. Okay, roasted on coals, and it is with a very diluted wine.
Okay.
Now, by the way, as we go through, you know, much time here, the Marasha says, what's the need for all these refuahs here in the Gemara? And he says as follows, because the Sefer Genizos of Chizkiah was hidden. He had this book of refuahs that was hidden. And Marasha says they hid it, but they actually let the doctors know what was there, because very powerful medicines there. But when they had to start writing Torah Shabbat Pad down, they're concerned they're going to also lose the medicine, Masara. They started writing them in the Gemara here. These things were from the Sefer Refuos of Chizki HaMelech, according to the Marasha. That's what he says.
They're like for shade.
Different types of things, yeah. And Rebbe Kiveger Paskin, based on the Ma'ariyah, that one should not use any of these at all. We don't know how they work. And if you try to use it incorrectly, and you're going to make fun of the Chachamim, so don't even try them at home. There's only one that he allowed you to use. That's where if a person's choking on a bone, the Mishnah Shabbat says, you take a bone of that same type on the outside, and you say some words, and it apparently has the bone come out. Supposedly Rav Belsky had done this a few times. I don't know how, but that's what they had told me. Okay. Vaiter. Gemara says further, Amar Bai Bai says, Amri Le. Aim. So she says, Umunasi. What does that mean, Umunasi?
What's the stepmother.
His stepmother, okay. So it's right, Abai was an orphan. Yeah. So his stepmother said to him, the Shimsha Bas Yoma, person who has a fever for one day, Kuza Demai, you should have a some water. Some good water will help you out. Bas Treyoma, if he is 2 days sick, Sikori, he should kas dam, he should do bloodletting. Bas Tlos Yoma, if he's sick for 3 days with fever, Bisra Sumka, he should have red meat. Agumri, that was made on coals, and Vichamra Marka, and diluted wine. Lishimsha Tikasa, if it's been this bad fever for many, many days, Laiti Tanagola Uchmas, you should bring a black chicken, don't know they existed, Velikre and Shas of Aaron, tear it open, crisscross, Velegalche Lemetiasa Deresha, and he should rip out the hair in the center of the head of the Chole, Ulosi Ilavai Venanche Alavai, and place the chicken on top of this bald spot. Ad Mitzrach, until it sticks him, okay?
Right.
Okay. And then this cholish should go into the water up until his neck, ad cholish alma ilavai, until he feels like he's going to need a heart attack, it sounds like. He should, I guess, swim his way up to the surface. Okay. Vilo, if this doesn't work, or he's not able to do this refuah, leichel karti, he should eat some type of vegetable. What is that?
Leeks.
Berlinchos, Velekem, Bimaya, and he should go down to the water, ad tavari, up until his neck, ad dechalish alma ilava, until it feels like he's going to die, the limur de velislek velatev, and then go swim up back to the surface. Okay.
It says Makachi means that he got sunburn or he has fever.
Oh, I thought it was fever.
I don't know. What does it say?
Heat stroke.
What?
Heat stroke.
Ah, okay. Okay. Lishimsha, person who, I guess, now with heat stroke, Bisra Sumka Agumre, he should eat a red meat cooked on coals, Vachamre Marka, and diluted wine. Litalga, the person who is called Litalga Sheleg, snow, person who is frostbitten, let's say. Bisra Shemena Agumre, he should eat fatty meat, Vachamre Chaya, and undiluted wine. Rav Amran Chasida Kiava Mitzaren Le, when Beresh Chalusa, when the Avadim of the Resh Chalusa, which would cause a lot of trouble throughout Bavel, when they would be Mitzar of Amram, have a Magni Le Atalga. He would lie down in the snow, and he would be overtaken by the cold. Lamacha, the next day, Amr Le, they would say to him, "My Nichle Lamar Delaisu Le." What would you want?
I think they obliged him to lay, like
they. Oh, they forced him to do this.
Why?
Okay. The Avadim of the Resh Chalusa were not very good people. They did a lot of Gemaras talk about how bad they were.
It seems that they opened the windows of his room when it was very cold.
Okay.
He was. Rashi says he was machmir. He was machmir on them.
Okay. So Amar, honey. So Rav Amram says, honey, call Damina Lu my pichavche. Everything I tell him to do, they do the opposite. So he says, Amar Lu bisa sumka agumri. So give me some red meat. V'chamer Marka and diluted wine. He knew that would give him the opposite what he really needed to overcome the snow. So isolate Inu, they brought Bisa Shemena Agumre V'chamer Chaya. They brought him what he actually wanted, which is fatty meat and undiluted wine. Shama Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. So she said she heard Umaylu Le Beit Masusa. I guess she heard what was happening to Rav Amram. So she had sent to bring him to the bathhouse to warm up. Umokmi Le B'may De Beit Masusa, and had him placed in the water. Until the blood, the water started turning red from all the blood or whatever pain he was going through. And he started having different like cracks on his skin, it seems like, from the hot water, maybe the cold and the hot. So if Yosef, Iasek Berechaya, if Yosef, when he was overtaken by cold, he would be get involved in using the mill, working hard and forcing himself to sweat. He would start lifting up heavy beams. That the work, it warms up the worker. Amar le'Rishkalusa, Rishkalusa said, Rav Sheshes, my time alosad mar gavan. What's the reason why Rav Sheshes is not eating with me? Rishkalusa wanted to know. Amar le'Rav Sheshes said, delo ma'ali avde, because your avadim are not acceptable. But this I think, Maisa goes to the next page. Well, to the next page, actually. So maybe let's stop here then.
All right.
Next stop should go well. Okay, we'll stop here. Beautiful.
We should bring our prescription pants to...